From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy to the United Nations says undeniable evidence proves Iran is violating international law by funneling missiles to Houthi rebels in Yemen. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley stood in front of missile debris on display in a hangar at a military base in Washington, D.C.
This evidence is part of what has led the U.S. intelligence community to conclude unequivocally that these weapons were supplied by the Iranian regime. The evidence is undeniable. The weapons might as well have had Made in Iran stickers all over it.
Haley says that it proves blatant violations of UN Security Council resolutions while the international community was looking the other way because of the nuclear deal. She says missile parts bear markings showing they originated in Iran and that they have technical specifications that are specific to Iranian-manufactured weapons. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join members of the United Nations Security Council on Friday to discuss putting maximum pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program just days before he appeared to extend an olive branch to Pyongyang. The State Department said Tillerson would call on the Security Council members to work together to continue the economic and diplomatic pressure campaign against North Korea to order it to compel its regime to end its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. This is VOA News. For his part, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres weighed in on the North Korea issue from Japan, where he was meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Guterres spoke to reporters in Tokyo.
I think it is important for all parties to understand the urgency of finding a solution, avoiding the kind of confrontation that could have tragic consequences for everybody.
Meanwhile, in the other side of the in Myanmar, the Reuters news agency called on the country to immediately release two of its journalists. Wei Lone and Jia Sa Oh were arrested for possessing important secret papers obtained from two policemen who had worked in the Rakhine State, where violence blamed on security forces have forced more than 630,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. The Ministry of Information said Wednesday the journalists and policemen will be charged under the country's colonial-era Official Secrets Act, which carries penalties of up to 14 years in prison. Here's Reuters Southeast Asia Bureau Chief John Chalmers.
So Reuters President and Editor-in-Chief Steve Adler has called the detention of Wallone and KCO a blatant attack on press freedom, and he has called for their immediate release. Unfortunately, we haven't had any response yet from the Myanmar authorities, and we're still waiting to hear how things are going to unfold from here.
The eighth round of Syrian peace talks has ended on a sour note, with the United Nations mediator describing them as a missed opportunity. He said it was a golden opportunity at the end of the year, when in fact there is a clear indication that many sides of the military operations are coming to a close. But, he said, they are not giving up. Indeed, Di Mistura indicated that preconditions, especially on the government side, is what scuppered the talks. He said the government delegation refused to discuss any issue other than that of terrorism and counterterrorism measures. The White House said on Thursday that it supports the FCC's vote to repeal the 2015 rules governing the Internet. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.